We hope that you enjoyed the show. There are so many more for you here on selfdiscoverywisdom.com. Just go to the podcast tag at the top there and you will see all the many genres and all 3,000 shows ready for your listening. We are here to serve you, to help you on your journey of life, and we know that through inspiration it begets invitation. We are supported by you, the listeners, and those that we interview. Anything that you can spare us in donation would be greatly accepted, and we do hope that you enjoy the next show. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everybody. Welcome back to another edition of Quantum Spirituality, right here on selfdiscoverywisdom.com. I'm your host, Sarah Troy, and my guest is Tom Paladino. This is our third show together. I please invite you to go back and listen to all the other shows we've done. If you go to the Orchard of Wisdom, org and go to Mentors, you'll see he has an entire Mentors platform himself. Every show we do will be put there, but also you can put in his name on selfdiscoverywisdom.com and all of his shows will show up there as well. He is fascinating. He's delved into the world of Nikola Tesla and it talks about beautiful healing energy and the energy that we need in the world that we can also bring to the world. And today we're going to be talking about lightning, the scalar lightning. How do you pronounce that? Is the lightning ignites a scalar light. We're going to actually understand what that is all about and how it is actually free energy, as Tesla always wanted it to be, free energy, and how that energy is free for us if we know how to tap into it. So welcome back to the show, Tom.
Pleasure to be here. Thank you, Sarah.
So scalar energy, scalar light, tell everybody what that is. I mean, people know what a lightning bolt is, but what is scalar light for those that maybe have tuned into this for the first time?
Scalar energy, scalar light. It's the light of the universe. The sun and the stars are the storehouses of scalar light. Now, it's not electricity that powers a star. It's scalar energy, what some people might call life force or zero-point energy or ether energy. So we're going to specifically speak about scalar energy, not electricity. Mm-hmm. Behind me are scalar energy instruments. These are unique instruments in which I can control a scalar wave, scalar energy.
And showing us today and helping us to explain that, I think one of the things that people need to understand is that we all have our own individual energy signature.
Yes.
And it can be picked up and therefore can be healed when people tune into that signature, and that we don't need to plug ourselves in anywhere. We already have this energy, but there is also the ability to turn that energy up within us.
Yes. Everybody has a scalar wave. Everybody's their mind, their soul is composed of scalar energy. Now, I'll give you the audience. For instance, this instrument is operating behind me. I'm going to hold in my hand a fluorescent tube. This is not plugged in. It's still in its plastic factory packaging. When I pass this tube close to the scalar energy instrument, the light from the instrument will illuminate the light bulb. That's free energy.
Now, how does it do that?
There's so much energy coming off of this Tesla coil, scalar energy, it excites the gas inside the light bulb. So this is the what I envision a prototype of the free energy of the universe. Now, if I can magnify that a millionfold, I can illuminate a city. Right now, I'm going to illuminate just a small light bulb. Again, magnify that a millionfold and we can illuminate a city. We have free energy. We can overcome the energy obstacle.
Yes, we can. But I want to ask another question. First, I want to draw the analogy. When we used to have the internet, we had to be plugged in. Now we have Wi-Fi, wireless energy. Yeah. And it's like you don't question the fact that you don't need to be plugged in anywhere when you're on your mobile. Right. So this is the same principle, isn't it?
Yes, it is. When I work with people around the world, I work with people by way of their photograph. If I place my photograph in the instrument, my photograph has a force field energy attached to it. And I could reach a person's force field. It's not biological. I can reach a person's energy field through this instrument. Now, remember, the energy going into my photograph is tantamount to the energy going into this light bulb. So the same amount of energy that illuminates this light bulb is now illuminating me inside that instrument. Now, that is wireless transmission of energy. Mm-hmm. from this instrument to my force field. Again, it's not a biological event. It's a force field event. We're working with non-physical information. Okay, so I want to make this very clear. Scalar energy is a new science. Mm-hmm. It is not Newtonian science. Mm-hmm. This is not conventional medicine.
Right.
This is scalar communication, which is non-physical information.
Now, is there a ratio of energy that comes out of it that, you know, is it low grade building up? Because, you know, like anything can fry, if it gets too much energy, does that same apply to us?
It does not with scalar energy because there's no harmful consequences. Mm-hmm. Keep in mind that this is information. There's no physical component. So anytime you're around certain types of electromagnetic energy, it produces a chemical response.
Right.
Produces a physical response. This is non-chemical. This is non-physical. So there's never a problem. You cannot have an allergic response to information.
So it's a database that speaks to the cellular structure energy within our body.
Yes. It's the information. It's the intelligence of our soul, mind, and body. It's not a chemical reaction of our body.
Now, I know that we as human beings are pretty slow to change or adjust to new knowledge, or even, you know, they say it takes at least 8 repetitions before we kind of change a program or, you know, absorb anything. Is it the same principle with this, where it needs to, you know, kind of work a few times over and over again before it, the body or the soul, the chemistry of our body gets the message?
Yeah, the answer is no. Why? Information intelligence is instantaneous. Energy never makes a mistake. Information never makes a mistake. So with your biology, it's a process. It's a chemical process, and it's a gradual effect, and sometimes it's a multi-step phenomenon. There's only one step here, information, and it's instantaneous. So this is nothing like Newtonian physics.
Yeah. So basically, chemical-free, harm-free.
Yes.
It gets in there, as you know, there's a huge big buzz of AI out there right now and how AI can take over and sometimes do it a lot better than us. Is this kind of the same principle? This is like an AI being able to go in and rectify what is wrong.
Yeah. What do I like about this type of intelligence? It's divine. Mm-hmm. There's no human programming here.
Right.
Now, the engineering is an engineering feat. I'll just pan over to the right here. That's part of the instrument in operation. Mm-hmm. This is an engineering feat. Wonderful. But the energy itself, scalar intelligence, it's from God. And I mean that firmly. Mm-hmm. And if it's from God, it only can do good.
Right. I know so it's not this... intrusive.
Yes, thank
and
you.
And it's not manipulating, and it's not mind brainwashing.
Thank you.
It has pure intent.
Oh my goodness, thank you so much. You know, I hear about these horror projections, where AI is going. I don't know. That's not my expertise, but God is never going to hurt us.
And you know, whether it is God that you believe in or Gus, universe, spirit, you know, the divine energy, you know, it doesn't really matter what the label is on there, that we know, all of those that have actually dedicated our life to this, that the universal energy has no agenda other than to empower you, to stabilize you, equalize you, and feed you what you need to know. And it's like we as human beings are the ones that get in the way of the knowledge, get in the way of everything. I mean, it's rather like AI could be extremely beneficial to us on many levels. In the wrong hands and the wrong minds, it could be very detrimental.
Yes.
But you've devised the machine there that is just purity, from top to bottom, just purity, because there is no brain intellect anywhere there to contaminate it, no ego.
Exactly. There's no ego to this. Mm-hmm. I don't program the energy. There's no way I can control the energy. It's from God. So what is of God, of origin, there's no human manipulation. There's no room for human error. This is the problem that many people see with supercomputers and artificial intelligence in the future, that this intelligence can be manipulated, and that this intelligence can, if you will, be self-destructive.
Yes.
Well, God is only creative. He's never destructive.
You know, I'm always telling people when they're in fear or when they're in upset, you know, or in anger, what happens? We crunch. And when we crunch, we stop the energy running through us. And when we take a deep breath and open up, clarity will come. Solutions will come. It never comes when you're crunched down as a ball because you're stopping any fluidity of energy or anything running through you. So it is very much like surrender. Surrender to God, universe, spirit, energy, whatever you wish to call it, to surrender and allow that energy come through you. I speak to this all the time. You've taken it a step further and created a machine that by just putting a photograph in there can actually pick up that energy and help you on that journey of
Correct.
self-discovery and enlightenment.
Correct. Now, what people do through prayer or meditation, I can do through this instrument.
Right.
Well, in no way do I think I have a monopoly on this. Rather, I want to show people that human thinking and emotion are governed by scalar energy, which is the light
Yes.
of God. The light of
Yes.
God gives us intelligence. The
Yes.
light of God gives us emotions. So this is as natural as they get. You don't have to go to a university to achieve this.
Right.
Everybody has a mind and a heart.
Well, I look at it this way. This is my was my analogy is the knowingness, and the knowingness from the universe comes through your soul, and it speaks to your heart in truth, and it lifts your spirit up into action for your mind to know what it needs to know when it needs to know it. The intellect that's in our head is data; it's just knowledge. Until we have the wisdom on how to use that knowledge, it is just knowledge. And if you only come from knowledge base without the consciousness of the heart, soul, and God, then you haven't got all the facts and you don't really know how to use that knowledge. And very often that knowledge is then used unwisely.
Thank you. Thank you. I always say that great technology must be matched by great morality. The two
Yes.
must go hand in
Yes.
hand. They're traveling partners. We have great technology today, and we better use it appropriately. You're
I mean,
right.
there is the human nature always is to contaminate things because ego, greed, power comes into play. And when you see ego, greed, and power, it is always a person that is poor inside. They are poor in spirit. They're poor in soul. They're not ignited and they can't come from the heart. And that's why they seek outside power in a negative way, and especially in a way that hurts others because of the lack within them. And our own personal journey, no matter what we've been through, is to ignite our heart, soul, and spirit within us to be in our truth, to understand our purpose, so we can be the contributors to planet and universe alike.
Thank you. Thank you. Brilliant. Well spoken. Thank you. So this is all natural. What do I like about my work? It's mistake proof. It's not a chemical, it's not surgery, it's not any type of psychoanalysis. It's God's light. You cannot make a mistake with God's light as long as you observe certain laws of science and parameters of science.
Right. And no
Okay.
interference from the
Yes.
person that's receiving it, because you've got people that, yes, I'll go and try something, but it's got to do this and it's got to do that and got to do this. And it's like, no, it is just be open and willing to receive, and it will get in there and do what it needs to do. And don't go, well, hurry up, has it worked yet? Well, it may have an awful lot to undo.
Yeah, very good. Thank you. My goodness, you're an expert. Thank you so much.
But
That
people don't
was.
give that if you're however old you are. I mean, there's a built up not just of ailments in our body, but of psyche in our body, that past lives that we've lived, DNA lives, and we carry that with us, and they're burdens, and they weigh us down, and they stop us from moving forward. And you've got to realize that to break that all down and step into the purity of oneself, of who you are today, why you are today, takes time.
It does. Thank you so much. So we're going to hopefully pique the curiosity of the audience. We're going to show you scalar energy in action. And you're going to see, follow my train of thought, that scalar energy is everywhere. It's the energy of the sun and the stars. It's responsible for the intelligence of everything.
Yes.
It's even responsible for a lightning bolt. All lightning originates as scalar energy. Now, why do I use that as an example? Because there's so much energy in a lightning bolt. A lightning bolt is natural. We see it all day long. It really is always fascinating. Me and other people have been fascinated with lightning. So we're going to discuss lightning and how lightning is a source of scalar energy.
Just to pause for a moment for the people that are listening, you've shown a picture of straight on lightning, not zigzag lightning, that we're looking at from top to bottom as a pure energy coming down.
Yes, yes. Okay, so what am I getting at? There are phenomena in which we can actually photograph a lightning bolt. Mm-hmm. I'm going to hold up one of those photographs. Now, this is not trick photography.
Mm-hmm. And it's like, for those who are listening, it's just like a funnel just coming from the sky, going straight down, like pouring it down.
This was captured by camera at the exact moment that the scalar wave manifested during a lightning storm. Now, if you look really closely, you can see streaks of lightning inside that column of white light.
Mm-hmm. Now, I do have this picture, by the way, on his show blog if you want to see it more clearly.
Okay. This is an example of scalar energy. This is the free energy of the universe. And again, every lightning bolt initiates a scalar energy. This is a scalar wave in its pure form. You can see how white that light is. You can see how beautiful that tower of white light. It's not electricity, it's scalar energy. It is scalar energy that gives us a lightning bolt. Out of the 300 to 400 thunderstorms that are always active around the world, we have 300 to 400 lightning storms every moment of our lives on planet Earth. Those lightning bolts, if you will, serve to power our world with scalar energy. It's fascinating. Now, not only could we see that in nature, but Nikola Tesla, later in my argument, I'm going to speak to the audience how Nikola Tesla created scalar wave lightning bolts.
Can I just, before you go any further on that, many people say, but when a lightning strikes, some people be hit by lightning, it just changes who they are. Yes. Other people can die, but it also can leave scorches. So what's the difference with this?
Bravo. Now, you're right. Why do we have such a disparity? When lightning strikes some people, they develop clairvoyant ability.
Yes.
Or they're just much more in tune with nature. Mm. Why? Because the scalar wave, the lightning bolt, was still in its scalar wave form.
Ah, okay.
It did not degrade into electricity.
Ah.
So if you're looking at that scalar wave right now, that scalar lightning bolt, that is still in its primal state of scalar energy. Within a split
second. Pure knowledge.
Pure knowledge. Within a split second after that, it will start degrading into electricity.
And that's where the scorching and all of that comes from. Okay.
And thereafter, if you're struck by a lightning bolt that is already degraded into electricity, you will serve great harm, or it could kill you instantly.
So that's the difference. It goes from an instant. So one doesn't ever know when you're going to be struck by lightning, but if it is, get the scalar, because that will be your enlightenment, like ignite, isn't it? You know, this. I have another show, Ignite Your Heart and Soul. So if you want to ignite your heart and soul, step into scalar energy, and that will do that. But like a warning with everything, if it's not pure, it can be harmful. So when it gets to be the electric side of it, that's when it burns and it can be harmful. So just as with anything in life, there is always the good side and the not so good side, right? Yes. It's understanding which one.
Now, that's an argument in favor of scalar energy. As long as the lightning bolt is in its scalar form, it produces health benefits.
Right.
The minute the split second that it will convert into electricity, it becomes harmful. Well,
how long would
you
that scalar energy come down? What is the time period when you see that to when it changes?
Just a split second.
Right. So the eye maybe not even grab it fast enough. Yeah.
You're right. And that's why only by certain photographs can you, in a split second, catch the scalar wave. It's there, but it's just a split second. It's just a matter of your shutter speed if you can catch it.
Yeah, that must have been quite a camera to capture that in its clarity. Definitely. Yes. I think this is actually a point, too, is that we have this tendency, well, if I can't touch it, taste it, feel it, it can't be. Well, you know, here is a picture of the scalar energy. You can see it. And once it transfers into that energy, you could possibly feel it. But why are we so resistant to trust something that really has been around since the beginning of time.
Exactly.
You know, and it's, is this the doctrine that we have been taught? I think that when I kind of remember back when humanity started here, and it was about the free energy that was in all these pyramids. They were to, in certain parts of the world, to actually ignite that scalar energy into the planet, to energize the planet, to have healthy human beings so that we could evolve and transcend, you know, to a higher level. And here we are thousands of years later, in many ways still neo-fundical and unwilling to expand. But the universe is screaming at it, isn't it? With this technology of scalar, with the raising of our consciousness. It's like, please, we beg you. Can we just pull you out of the dark ages?
You're right. I mean, it's becoming so apparent that there's two energies. And this is what Nikola Tesla, the great scientist, wanted to achieve. He wanted us later in his life to work with scalar energy. He was no longer a fan of AC electricity. So I'm going to show the audience one more photograph, and then we'll get to Tesla.
Yeah.
This is another photograph. Again, this is not trick photography. You can see in the distance, the cars are in the foreground. Yeah. In the background is another pillar of light.
Yes, going right through the cloud.
Yeah. And if you look really closely, just to the left of that column of light, you can see a lightning bolt.
Yeah.
So yes. Once again, this is an indication of pure energy. Look at that magnificent, eloquent expression of light, that pillar of light. It's so white, it's so bright, and somebody was fortunate enough to photograph a scalar wave in its formation. That scalar wave alone, that there's so much energy in that waveform, that alone could illuminate a city. That scalar wave could provide energy for one city, I can guarantee you. This is
But how
incredible.
Do you get it? How do you harness the scalar energy before it changes to the electricity? That's the question.
That's what I want to try and do. That's my next move as a scientist, or somebody has to do that.
To tap into the scalar energy so that it can actually, when it hits ground, doesn't turn to electricity, but in the scalar energy can power. The thing is, if it empowers us, right, takes us up to another conscious level, heals us, and so that we're more productive, and then we really kind of don't need, quote, quote, the electricity. Kind of we become the power we seek.
Yes. This is what Tesla envisioned. Mm. Now, keep in mind, this scalar wave, obviously, it's free energy. Mm-hmm. And if you could tap into it, which is the universe, or if you will, a local environment that has lightning bolts, you could tap into free energy for a town, a country. This is what Tesla wanted to do.
He always wanted to do that, yes, and then was betrayed, And it kind of makes you wonder, if we had gone his way, where'd we be today? Would we have World War 1, 2, 3, and 4, 5, 6, and everywhere else? You know, I think we would be heightened, illuminating creatures.
So we're going to fast forward a little bit. We're going to go to Tesla's work. In 1899, Tesla built a scalar energy tower in Colorado Springs. Mm-hmm. Now, I've read his notes, and from what I can understand, Tesla was working with scalar energy. Apparently, this tower in Colorado Springs could produce artificial lightning bolts.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently, Tesla tapped into scalar energy, not electricity, and he was able to produce lightning bolts, as is pictured here.
Right, yes. Yeah.
Now that's Tesla's operation in Colorado Springs. You could see at the bottom of the Tesla coil, Tesla is seated, and all around him, that's a scalar energy generator. He's not being electrocuted.
Right.
I believe that's a time-lapse photograph, but I'm convinced in Colorado Springs, Tesla had tapped into scalar energy.
I want to talk about this picture, because when you actually look at the fiber optics of trees, or the fiber optics of us, the fiber optics kind of spread out in the same whimsical type way, and they're all connectors. Yes. And this looks like it's a whole lot of connection going out there.
Yes. Yes. It is a fractal. Thank you.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. Now, what did Tesla do? In Colorado Springs, he was able to take this tower of energy and illuminate light bulbs at a distance, light bulbs that he planted in the ground, in the dirt.
Right.
Proving what? That you could take energy from this tower, and at a distance, he could illuminate light bulbs. Well, that's free energy, people. without wires. So if this is
just
the
like Wi-Fi,
it's
Y-E instead.
So instead of wires and satellites and substations, all you need is one generator of scalar energy, and you could broadcast this energy at a distance and illuminate light bulbs planted inside the ground. That was free energy, and we should have listened to him.
We should have, but you know, greed and power stepped in, as it does with human nature. And again, we're still in that seesaw of people understanding that we have to elevate, we have to embrace this technology, we have to raise our consciousness, and those that still want to go back into the dark ages. And we're at that junction at the present moment of those that choose to move forward will be the ones to be the solutioners, and the ones that don't will go by the way of the dinosaur, because we can no longer sustain carrying the heavy weight of that negativity, because the future is already here, and you know, it's moving forward even without us. We better get going with it, otherwise we're going to get left behind. And this is, you imagine with the electric companies, I mean, it's the same when you have electric cars as opposed to petroleum. You know, the argument against it, and there aren't enough places to do it, or the batteries wear out quickly, but every excuse you can think of. Those are just obstacles. And they get perfected along the way. Everything in its initiator, it has its obstacles until we learn on how to adapt, adopt, and create it better. But change is here. So why not the scalar change? Yeah. And if it can power not only, this is the benefit of it, not only can it power a city, but in the meantime, it's powering us. It's breaking down everything that is wrong within our body. It's allowing our body in its own intelligence to support itself, because that's what our bodies are. It's a whole load of intelligence that knows how to support itself, and the scalar energy supports that supportation of ourselves. And so I can't see why this wouldn't be a win-win, but it is a ways off because of people getting in the way of it. So are you wanting to kind of take a particular town and say, let's try this, let's be the example?
Yeah, that's a good point. I think in the future, once God gives me the wisdom, if I can light up a building, I already have one in mind, light up a building, then that will prove to the world that this, if I can light up a building, pure white light as such, and do it at a distance, then people will start paying attention to this free energy. Yes.
Are there any side things of power going down, or you know, the scalar energy not coming down to the rate that one needs?
Is there
a storage of it?
Yeah, that's a good point. When I've used these instruments, by the way, I've never had a negative side effect. I've used these instruments for 30 years. Now, this energy, when we harness it, it does not seem to interfere with people. Their biology does not seem to interfere with other electrical instruments. You can work side by side. And as long, for instance, I've had my cell phone very close to that instrument, and my cell phone cannot operate within a very strong scalar energy force field.
Right.
But my point is this, scalar energy has never harmed me. And I've been working in this laboratory for 30 years with all of this tremendous energy. So if anything, I am a testimony that my system, my force field, and my biological system are not impaired.
Right. And can we store it? Can we store that energy, or is it only in the moment?
No, you can store it. Yes, you can store it. But let me say this. You really don't need to store it. If the scalar energy is from the sun and the stars, it's super abundant. You have an infinite supply. So can you store it? Yes, you can store it. Is it necessary? No. You'll never run out of it.
So you're not reliant just on lightning bolts. It's just harnessing that energy that already is around us, that comes down from the sun. I mean, okay, take it. It's where is it? Where is that place that has 24 hours sun and then 24 hours dark?
Yeah. You're right. And, you know, in the Arctic circle now, during our summer months in the northern hemisphere, the sun does not set at the North Pole. Just in June of the year, the sun does not set. So what's the point here? TESSA achieved this. TESSA achieved artificial lightning bolts or man-made lightning bolts.
Yeah.
Tesla imitated nature. Mm-hmm. If this is nature's free energy, a lightning bolt, Tesla copied nature and was able to harness free energy from lightning bolts, so to speak.
So basically, the universe has given us our solution.
Yes.
It's all we have to do is just embrace it and start, you know, I always say, listen, learn, and apply. You know, exactly. It's apply exactly. It because everybody's, you know, look at talking, we're running out of energy, we're running out of this, we're running out of that. Well, because Earth has been supplying us for so long and she's tired and she's depleted and you've upset her, so the whole weather system is completely in disarray. And if we start turning to this type of solution to powers, it's not just powering our bodies, it's powering everything around us, and it's not offensive to Mother Earth.
Bravo. You're right. And this is where we're going. We're going to make that transition from electricity, coal, hydrogen, wind power to scalar. But keep in mind, scalar energy, there's no physical component. Mm-hmm. It's impossible to pollute. It's information. It's non-physical. So it's right. Free energy that does not pollute. So
and can't be bought off, can't be contaminated.
Right. So in
won't
one
develop
movement,
an ego.
Yes, in one movement, we'll have super abundant energy that's impossible to pollute the planet. What more could you want?
Right. So there is no programming to do with it. There is no something with manipulation to go with it. When we talk about purity, which there's very few things we can talk about is pure today. When we talk about purity, it is just pure energy. That not only is good for us and our own health and the whole practice that you're doing, but to energize our planet in a way that is not offensive to Mother Earth. Yeah. And that, in actual fact, could probably, I would think, instead of just the channeling of the energy in one area that we have when plugging in, can expand that energy rather like it's one of fiber optics that you saw in that picture. And it can start reaching out amongst itself and around and form a matrix out there that would be incredible.
Yeah. Thank you. You're absolutely right. So this is the great promise. Again, I've perfected the technique where I can take free energy and illuminate a light bulb.
Right.
Now I want to be able to reproduce Tesla's work and illuminate a city.
Yes.
And then we're on that pathway to free energy for mankind.
The thing is with mankind is we're resistant, resistant, resistant until somebody breaks through and says, okay, I'm going to finance this. I like the idea of it. Let's do it. And then it's done. And then everybody wants it, wants yeah. in on it. Now, unless yeah. there's money to be made by man or ego, they're not interested in this. But obviously, there's still the structure that has to be built and things like this. So obviously, there's still the financial investment and there's obviously the maintenance and things like that because it's still a machine. But when we take away somebody having the power of switching the grid off, you know, when we see all these movies where they switch the grid off while a crime is being made, you know, you wouldn't have that worry of somebody in one central area because you'd have these kind of rods everywhere that that's supporting the whole system rather than, you know, one area contaminating it.
So this is the future. Well. Thank you. You're right. This is the future. You see all the benefits. Thank
yes.
you for elucidating those benefits. We solve problems with scalar energy.
We do.
There might be 100 problems with generation of energy now and distribution of energy. I can promise you this technology will eliminate those 100 problems.
We're not looking at nuclear plants that can go south. We're not looking at the one central hub that can go down. It is really, again, as I said, kind of the matrix or the fiber optics. You look at a forest, every tree is speaking to each other where there's wonderful fiber optics. So how I look at this is fiber optic energy that expands with each other and just creates a wonderful mesh around the world of energy that is there to power the world and power us within it.
Bravo. Thank you.
But we have to get out of our own way and we have to be supportive of this and we have to get behind it because all you need to do is prove one building, then somebody else will come in and go, I like this. What else can you do? And then start doing more buildings and more buildings and then people get to see where it's going. But As I said, we're very slow as creatures, and I'm praying that as we go into a higher elevation of consciousness, we will start putting our foot to the pedal and supporting the solutions and not keep feeding the problem.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Well, once again, thank you for the dialogue. We've imparted our thoughts with your audience. I'm sure your audience resonates with this. It's a benefit to mankind. This is win-win-win all over. This is a win-win for the human race.
And, you know, we go very much in depth of what the scalar energy can do for your health, because we, you know, we had a show on health last time, and before we talked in depth what scalar energy is. And this show is more about what the benefits it can do for us. And in actual fact, how simple it is. But this is the thing is, as human things, nature has always given us what we need. And it's quite simple if we know how to use it. But we've put this hierarchy of intelligence and saying, oh no, it has to be done this way, which is more complex and therefore more detrimental and more vulnerable. So if we tap into what the universe and nature gives us and just follow that path, follow that wisdom, the clarity of what we need to do will be there, and it will be a no-brainer.
God bless. Thank you so much, sir.
I actually understand now where the no-brainer really comes from, because don't think from your brain. Trust your wisdom. The brain can get in the way. So please go back and listen to all the other shows as well, and because he has this incredible platform where he can take your picture, put it into the machine, and it can start working on your health issues with no intrusion, just simply intelligence going into your body, working with the intelligence that is in your body to rectify what ails you. And you won't even know it's going on. You'll just start feeling better, or things will start clearing up, and you kind of wonder, oh, well, what's happening? Why is this working? And it is. It just simply is, because we are all energy. Everything we touch is energy. Energy is all around us. And when we actually tap into it, like that matrix, like that fiber optics, we all expand from it.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Thank you, Sarah.
Thanks for being back here, Tom. We'll see you in a couple of months with another one.
Thank you. I always enjoy my conversation. Let's liberate the world with free energy. Thank you all.
Exactly. And as I said, you can listen to all his shows over there, but also just give everybody your website, love.
Scalarlight.com. We have free sessions on the website. Anybody can be treated with the instrument. All we need you to do is send us, email us your photograph. We don't work with people. We work with force fields on photographs. Email us your photograph.
Yeah. And folks, you know, we need the help. We need the help desperately. You even if you think you're healthy, you know, afterwards you go, hey, I've just done more than I thought I could do. And that's because Scalar is working for you on the background there. And let us really, whether we financially can step up, or we know somebody, some billionaire is looking for something to back, you know, we need to put our energy towards Tom and the work that he's doing, so that this energy platform can become the norm of the future. We're all looking for solutions. There's one right in front of us. So let's get behind him, okay? Because we need him, his technology, and we need this to sustain ourselves in the future, or we won't have one. So thank you, Tom. And till next time, folks, bye for now. We hope that you enjoyed the show. There are so many more for you here on selfdiscoverywisdom.com. Just go to the podcast tag at the top there, and you will see all the many genres and all 3,000 shows ready for your listening. We are here to serve you, to help you on your journey of life, and we know that through inspiration, it begets invitation. We are supported by you, the listeners, and those that we interview. Anything that you can spare us in donation would be greatly accepted, and we do hope that you enjoy the next show.